Fire Lover by Karen Bovenmeyer. Narrated by Karen Bovenmeyer. Do I really own you, fire lover, woman of dragons? Gold foil on your breast, your head, reflecting the heat of the beast under you, resonating with secret places inside your familiar column of flesh, a pulse of heat from head to toe. Like you, dragons mate for life, accepting just one rider, and your scarlet beast trails white curls of smoke as you rush toward death, mouths open, defying the inevitability. Another, in cuirass and pauldrons of slate, brings his obsidian beast in a downward dive to meet you in furious dance. My brother, his first duel. You, my lover, your 15th. Which explains most of your scars. The shock of your lance biting into his thigh shoves you hard against the harness, and I think you'll fall. I gasp, but the leather holds you tight to the saddle. My brother's traces hold as well, and he is upright, his back straight, the wound not as severe as I feared. You've won first strike in this marriage duel, and fireworks spark from the judge's enclosure. The scrimmage is called in your favor, signaling the combatants to break apart. But your scarlet beast belches frustrated flames as you pull hard against the bit to interrupt her bloodlust, risen by the scent of his wound, but she is having none of it and locks her jaws on the tempting throat of the big male, turning away. Like you, she cannot resist an open vulnerability. A plume of shadow issues from the frightened male. His natural weapon is concealment rather than burning fire, unlike you. For a moment, I can see neither of you, my brother nor my lover. And then two locked shapes fall through the ink cloud, tumbling over one another. His docile, ceremonial mount now fighting for life, teeth and claws slashing. In the confusing, plummeting struggle, I cannot at first understand what happens, except the flash of a drawn sword, and then your mount falls away, a crimson streak plummeting toward the battlements below. And the obsidian shakes his head as though to clear it. And I see my brother fighting him, leaning forward, diving after you. As your convulsing dragon dies and you cling to the saddle as tightly as you hold your bloody sword. Moments before impact, when I think all is lost, my brother, like a kingfisher, plucks his future kinswoman from her saddle, trailing blood and chunks of flesh I can only hope belonged to your mount, and not you. At our wedding, you wear the sword you used to kill your best friend and save my brother's life and become a member of our family. But when we are in bed together, your face quiet and thoughtful, I stroke your dark skin and wonder if, in these domestic moments, you regret her loss, like I miss your fire.